Megan Lynch. A bill regulating data centers in St. Louis City stalled during a special session yesterday.
The bill will be sent back to the Planning Commission after an amendment established an exemption process for data centers that cannot meet clean energy requirements. Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer is sponsoring the regulations bill, but voted against the exemption process, saying it weakens her bill compared to the original, where the city would fine the data centers.
In order to make industry happy, they weakened a regulation that is already possible and has already been a big compromise to make sure that it could happen.
Schweitzer says the change is so significant it requires the regulations go back before the Planning Commission, delaying the regulations indefinitely. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway tells KMOX she's investigating Cori Bush's nonprofit. It comes after the former congresswoman solicited donations to her nonprofit for tornado relief as it was donating to her PAC, which was paying her. But with the primary election weeks away, will voters get answers about how the nonprofit handled finances in time? It's unlikely, says Hanaway.
The return date on the civil investigative demand is after the primary, so probably not.
Hanaway says she has made no assumptions about the investigation and will go where the evidence leads. No excuse absentee voting starts today in St. Charles County. Director of Elections Kurt Barr tells KMOX it allows voters to go to the election authority office or two satellite offices.
Vote before Election Day without having to give an excuse like they're going to be out of town or they have a medical issue, or one of the other excuses that is typically required for absentee voting.
You must show identification such as a driver's license, state ID, passport, or military ID. The no-excuse absentee voting can be done up until Monday, August 3rd, the day before the primary election. A member of the St. Louis County Council wants to eliminate the need for senior citizens to reapply for the senior property tax freeze. The council set to meet tonight at 6:30. Councilmember Dennis Hancock expected to introduce legislation that would eliminate the need for seniors to reapply for the property tax freeze every year. The move comes after similar legislation was passed by the St. Charles County Council, where eligible seniors in that county only have to apply for the tax freeze once instead of every year. The Ladue City Council heard an earful from residents last night before voting unanimously against a developer who wants to build at the former Rock Hill Quarries. The meeting was moved from City Hall to Ladue Horton Watkins High School due to the number of people who wanted to speak. TriStar Properties wanted to build the first ever apartments in Ladue, along with townhomes and commercial space. Residents complained about increased flooding risk, traffic congestion, and changing the character of the area. The crowd applauded when the city council voted down the proposal, which is being sent back to the Zoning and Planning Commission for more review.
This group of firefighters that are involved, they're all hard workers, proud to call themselves St. Louis City firefighters. So it's kind of grown a life and legacy of its own.
St. Louis Fire Chief Dennis Jankerson tells KMOX the incident over the weekend where the American flag was flying upside down at one of the firehouses was an accident.
Chief Jankerson says there was no malice and it was not intentional.
I'll take the fault, I'll take the hit, but I'll do my very best to make sure it doesn't happen again, and I'm pretty sure they got my feelings on what happened over the weekend.
Someone made a social media post about the flag. An off-duty firefighter saw the flag while he was passing by and called the firehouse. They immediately corrected the mistake then.
I really appreciate the people watching our homes, taking a look, and you know, it's, you hate to use the term, it is what it is, but we had a kerfluffle. It's fixed. It was discussed. I'm sure we're not going to have another kerfluffle for some time.
Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Jury selection underway for the man accused of seriously injuring a Ferguson police officer. 30-year-old Elijah Gant faces 12 charges, including second-degree assault. He's charged with pushing former officer Travis T.J. Brown to the ground during a protest in August of 2024. Authorities say it gave Brown a traumatic brain injury. Jury selection started yesterday. 8% of the St. Louis County budget spent on security on and at Metrolink and Metrobus routes. That's according to Ken Sharkey, the managing director of the St. Clair County Transit District. This fiscal year, the county has spent $4.1 million on security details along the routes, partnering with local departments including Shiloh, Belleville, Swansea, Fairview Heights, and the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office. Now the Transit District is partnering with the Muskoka Police Department for the new Metrolink extension at Mid-America St. Louis Airport, which Sharkey says should open in September.
It's just more added security. It's more prevention. So we really don't have significant issues at any of those stations that we operate in, but we just want to make sure it stays that way.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.